Simcha Facebook. In Pogav Yashem Lo Yishtchila. If he mistakenly positions himself in a fashion that he took out the Shal Rosh first, so Lahabe Leisim Mitzvah Yaniach Shal Yad Tchila V'Afikal Shal Rosh. Even though we said before that if you have two mitzvahs in front of you and you pick up one, he has to finish with that first. But here, since it's the pasuk that first put on the Shal Yad, afterwards the Shal Rosh, therefore it's ma'akev. And it's better just to put it down and be ma'akev on the Shal Rosh, because the time is not yet done. It's now the time for the Shal Yad. If the person already put it on and then he chapped that he didn't put on the Shal Yad, the Mishabru says that he should not take off the Shal Rosh and just put the Shal Yad afterwards. There are people that disagree with that, but that's where the Mishabru passes. Simcha feg, siv, zan, yivarech, doliyah, pekomis, tach, zahay, glug, palach, ubedomish. Like we mentioned before, the bracha on the Shal Yad is the chodniyach, that needs to put them in place, not laniyach. To leave them. We have a rule that you always have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Once you put the tefillin shel yad on the place, but not tighten it. Make the bracha before he tightens it. Since the mitzvah is when he tightens it, so it's still before the mitzvah. If he puts them, make the bracha after he put them on his arm before he tightened them. To make the bracha before he put on the tefillin is also not proper because you should make them close to the mitzvah. So the closer you can make to the mitzvah is everything's in position. Now all you have to do is tighten it, make the bracha, and then you tighten it. Tightening it is the finalizing of the mitzvah. It says the Ramah Shavrosh, Kredim Shemhatkin, the Rosh. Also in Shavrosh, you make the bracha before. You fully put it in place. You place it on your head, you make the bracha, and then you put it into position. Kamavan, you should try to avoid taking off your yarmulke, and even if you did, make sure it's back on before you make the bracha. Simcha face of text. Also, the hazard with you, men, tfilah shuliyah, tfilah shulish, and his in the vogel shul, roish al mitzvah tfilah. One is not allowed to be masked for anything in between the tfilah shuliyah, tfilah shulish, even if you sing in Hebrew. And even if you're saying, there's a name, Shmei Rabbi, you should not answer them. There should be no hesitation between the two. Also, even without speaking, you should not have a major break between the two, because it may be Mastiyat Das. Also, one should make signs, wink with his eyes, and that type of thing also. And he said that one, if the person mistakenly did talk between the Shaliyah and Shal Rosh, even if he said one word, it's still according to the Mechaber that till now you didn't say the bracha of Amitzvah Tefillin, now you will say the bracha of Amitzvah Tefillin, because the bracha you made laniyah for both tefillin was stopped by the break. Now, that's not relevant to us, because we anyway make the bracha on the Shal Rosh. But the Ramah says, if you don't deny him, the Rosh Tei brachas, after the Loyivstik, we make on the Shal Yad, laniyah, on the Shal Rosh, Amitzvah, which basically means that we want both brachas to take effect on the Shal Rosh. Now, it did make a hefsek, so you blocked off the Shal Yad from working with Shal Rosh. So, Chalas Lavach, Arosh Laniach, the Gamal Mitzvah. If one spoke between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, according to the Minakashkinath, you have to make both brachas, because the Shal Yad needs to work also for the Shal Rosh, so you have to make it again since you're elastic. And also, you make the bracha and the Shal Rosh.